Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. My name is David Noble and I'll get to be as ever. And I'm delighted to welcome to the show this evening Ian White, who's the principal of the new Newlands Junior College in Glasgow. Welcome to Edutalk, Ian.
Hi there, David. Great to be on.
Fantastic. And you're going to be speaking with us in the next over the next half an hour or so about the new junior college. It's a very kind of innovative idea for a school which is going to be launching, as I understand it, on the 20th of next month. And just before we start talking about this new venture, Ian, could you give us a kind of brief background to your career in education?
Aye, yeah, I've been in this game a long time. Now, I started in 1977, teaching science and biology in my hometown of Greenock. Was in the same school there as a teacher and principal teacher for 10 years. Then I had 5 years in Rothesay Academy as assistant rector there, a couple of years in Port Glasgow High as deputy head, and then 20 years and 1 week as the head at Govan High School in Glasgow. So that's my kind of background, and I've been in the post of principal of Newlands Junior College since May in this year.
Thanks very much. And if you have got a question or a comment for Ian during the live show, or indeed if you're listening to the podcast, you can get in touch in two ways. You can email edutalker, that's edutalkr at hotmail.co.uk, or if you're on Twitter, you can pop something up there and just include the hashtag edutalk. As ever, when we have guests on the show, we ask them to come up with a couple of reflective questions to possibly aid listeners in their kind of their thinking around Scottish education. And Ian's offered up a couple of questions this evening. First of all, Ian asks listeners, what is the most important development to come out of Curriculum for Excellence? And secondly, says he heard Graham Donaldson say at a conference that in 2020 all schools should look different because of CFE. And you ask, will they? So without further ado, Ian, could you give us a bit of background to Newlands Junior College?
Yeah, as you're certainly aware, David, and many people now are, it's the brainchild of Jim McCall, the Scottish engineer and entrepreneur. And Jim has been involved in many years on the Glasgow Works and Welfare to Work kind of programmes, and came to an appreciation that while secondary schools in Scotland do a fantastic job, there's a small number of young people for whom the sort of regular secondary school isn't just meeting their needs and aspirations. And, you know, for Jim, it was, you know, his concern about these kids who are in danger of disengaging. But they do have talent, they do have a spark, they do have the stuff that in the right circumstances would let them be successful employees. And this was the thinking behind the development of the Newlands Junior College idea. And it's been on the stocks for a while now, going through various iterations, and it had its launch last week, as many people will be aware.
That's great. And how have you gone? You're saying you've been in post since May, and how have you gone about recruiting young people who are going to come in the next month, and also staff? And I wonder how you've gone about creating an ethos around the school, you know, before lessons have even begun.
Yeah, well, I suppose if I could take them in the staff people's ethos order, the staff, I mean, in essence, what we did was we had adverts in the test for teaching staff that we required, and we're looking for a teacher of IT, a teacher of science, a teacher of English, and a teacher of mathematics, which would be the basic core academic curriculum, which is one of the pillars that supports Newlands Junior College. The other two curricular pillars are the vocational education opportunities for the young people, and very importantly, to the the glue that binds it all together, the personal development. So we had adverts, applicants, and then interviews, and we appointed four members of the teaching staff, one of whom doubles as the deputy head. So that's the way that we've got people in place, and just over the piece since June when we're doing that, they have been working their notice in other places and gradually joining us, and we're all in place now. In terms of recruitment of the young people, we're working in a close partnership with schools in the south side of Glasgow, which is the notional catchment, and the schools will be nominating young people who fit our criteria. And there are two criteria, the risk of disengagement and also, you know, having the potential for success in an apprenticeship or a college place. So they have the opportunity through the due structures and processes in the schools to nominate young people. We're also keen that young people would be able, and their parents or carers, to self-refer through the schools. And what will happen between now and the college being fully up and running is that there will be a selection procedure that will involve a couple of things. First of all, information coming to us about the young person from the school. Secondly, engagement with the young person and her or his parent or carer. And thirdly, the young people being involved in a challenge, a series of challenge exercises, problem-solving exercises, during which we will be seeing how they respond to these situations to give us a bit of a steer on how they will perform and the experiences that if they're successful in getting a scholarship, they would get at the college. So the final part of your question, David, is the ethos. And we've been working on and off with a consultant from down south, Cathy Ota, who was recommended to us by Scottish Government, and having a focus on the sort of vision, values and aims and getting ourselves aligned before the young people come to us. And of course, we'll want to involve the young people in shaping the direction for Newlands Junior College when they actually come to join us. So we've been working with Cathy on that, and also with Ewan McIntosh of Notosh, and looking at a design-based problem-solving approach to interdisciplinary learning. So, so we're pushing the boundaries there in terms of our own experience and understanding.
Mm-hmm. And can you say a bit more about the kind of unique selling point then of the college? I mean, I know that in some quarters, although there's been, you know, it's been very kind of very welcome addition to education provision in South Glasgow, but what does it offer beyond that that mainstream schools within local authority control offer? Because I'm sure they would all argue in their own merits that they're working closely with business and the community. So does it come down to things like the guaranteed apprenticeship? Because I think in the literature it's some big hitters, some massive significant employers in the local area that you seem to be hoping to place the young people into apprenticeships with as they come to the end of their two-year programme.
Yeah, we're in partnership with a number of big-time employers, people like Jim McCall's own companies, Clyde Blowers, SPX, the SPX Clyde Union, and Pithcart, Scottish Gas, Scottish Power, the Weir Group, Arnold Clark, and what's happening is that in one way or another, these businesses are all sponsoring the college in significant financial terms. But in addition to that, they will be providing mentors for the young people. Members of their own staff will be mentors for the young people who will be at Newlands Junior College, and also these guaranteed apprenticeships. Now, excuse me, the role, that's ROLL, of the college will be 30 in any year group. So a year at the summer will have 30 young people who will be coming out of college and into guaranteed apprenticeships or a guaranteed college place, and we're actively negotiating with the City of Glasgow College in that regard. At the moment, up until now, we've got 42 apprenticeships guaranteed for 18 months' time, but really we've only scratched the surface of what we can do there. In terms of the, you know, the network that Jim himself has, and we're moving out from that, because the idea is that right across the gamut of the vocational experience that the young people will have, that will have follow through destinations for them, either in the college sector or in work at the end of their time with us. So we perceive that to be one of our unique selling points. Of course, there's also the very structure of the curriculum, where the young people will have the equivalent of 3 afternoon sessions a week, which will be vocational courses, and they will have a choice from 9 separate options. And as I said earlier on, there is also heavy emphasis on personal development, self-efficacy, confidence, motivation, and we have Skillforce Scotland engaged with us. So, and in addition to the teachers that we have an instructor from Skillforce Scotland who is with us full time, and he is actively involved at the moment with the rest of us in planning for the opening of the college next month. So it's a far greater emphasis on vocational studies and personal development than would happen in the kind of regular school situation.
And you mentioned there about Skillforce staff, and I'm wondering, you know, Ian, I work in a residential special school, and multi-discipline is not half of it, you know what I mean? You're continually working with people in the community, business, social work, etc. And, you know, assuming that some of these young people you know, will have come from troubled backgrounds and maybe may have the potential to turn their life around, or maybe in the process of starting to do so. But I'm wondering if you know, if you can say a bit more about the support that will be there, kind of from day to day. I mean, in the school that I have, we have a key team system where, you know, there's every young person has a member of social care staff as well as teaching staff, and I'm obviously, it's a residential setting. It's not the same as yourself at all. But, you know, would there be staff available to go to, for example, case conferences or even a hearing or a social work review?
See, the way we're going to operate, David, is that we're going to have, obviously, the mentors from the world of business that I mentioned. In addition to that, each young person will have a key adult from the staff, and they will be their identified person, if you like. This will be what we're going to call an advisor system, and basically each of us, and there's half a dozen of us, will have a handful, 4 or 5 young people each, and we will be the main point of contact for the young person and for their parent or carer. In addition to that, the staff that we have recruited are hugely experienced, and indeed some of them qualified in additional support needs. So there's going to be a real supportive environment, but of course, as and when we know who the young people are, what their background is, and who their key folks are, then we'll be making contact with social work services, health, and the like. So in actual fact, we would believe that this is another benefit to being in Newlands Junior College, because bear in mind, with 30 young people, 6 adults, there's a real strong young person to adult ratio running there, and you know, you were asking about availability for hearings, case conferences and that kind of thing. We're going to be operating with a flexibility in regard to what we do, that our size and our stated aims will mean that availability of key personnel to support young folk would not be the same sort of issue that it would be in a regular council secondary school. I mean, for example, in the curriculum sense, we're sure we're going to have a timetable with scheduled slots for this, that and the other. The only thing that will be absolutely fixed in that timetable through necessity is the slots where the young people will be doing their vocational studies at college for the rest of the time. If somebody is working on a curricular programme that runs across the curriculum areas, then they can say, well, to get a run at this, it would be absolutely great if I could get the whole of Tuesday morning. And we can say, in our situation, aye, that'll be fine. Because if the young people are there for the whole of that morning, then if they're missing out on time in mathematics or English or IT or science, then that can be readily made up again at another time, because we have the flexibility, because we don't have 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 math classes running that have to be juggled around. So the size will operate with 2 classes of 15, and the size will be a factor as well. In our case, we believe that small is really beautiful.
And you were known for innovative practices and curricular design at Govan High, but I'm just wondering that it does still sound very different from the setup of a large secondary school. So what have been the big differences for you, and how have you managed the transition yourself?
Well, I think the real buzz for me is part of the real buzz for me is this flexibility, David. And when you have had the opportunity to recruit a bunch of people who see the world in a similar way and are willing to be flexible and to try things out and are quite comfortable with a situation where 5 weeks hence they might hear that for a period of time the timetable on short notice will be changed around. You know, to envisage that in a big secondary school is really pretty difficult. And I think, you know, obviously operating in the independent sector. We have, I personally believe hugely in curriculum for excellence, and we will certainly be following the principles of curriculum for excellence. But another thing that was attractive to me is that it's my belief that the curriculum for excellence cat has not been skinned in nearly enough ways in this country. And we have the ability, operating as an independent school, to do just that thing, because we're not going to be operating within nearly the same kind of strictures and guidelines as many other people are.
And I've heard you speak at a couple of events in the last 2 or 3 years, Ian, and one of them was at the Festival of Dangerous Ideas in Edinburgh, and I remember at the time just firing off repeated emails to my school email account, just taking loads of notes, and there's no doubt that it's inspired me to make several changes in my practice and in class and across the school. It seemed to me as if, while I was listening to you, it sounded to me as if you'd maybe gone through a recent change in mindset around that time, or is this something that goes way back to? I mean, I know that you've been challenging the confines and the structures, for a long time. But has your thinking altered in recent years, and has that led to? Do you feel that's led to where you are now?
Well, I think it would probably be fair to say that for around about the last 12 years or so. I've been at the middle of looking at things creatively, and with great support in Govan High School from Glasgow City Council to try different things out, to experiment, to have different curriculum models, and we worked in partnership with the Education Services Department and the director at the time to put everything in place. I would say that more recently, David, I've found that for me, curriculum for excellence is something that we must get right, and if we don't get it right, then it's gone for perhaps a generation or more, and if we don't get it right, then it's a disservice to the young people. So I guess that more recently I've been ever more anxious to play more variations around about the theme, and just getting the opportunity to lead Newlands Junior College and to start with basically the clean slate was just such a wonderful chance for me. And you know, sometimes I go back to something that I believe that eminent Mr. Pauling said. It's not. I'm just concerned it might not be crazy enough. You know, it's about Tom Peters, personal development and management guru, said hire the crazies. And what he meant by that was hire the people who have different ideas, the people that will say to you, how about trying it this way, and your initial instinct is probably, what? And then give it a roll and see where it takes you. So, you know, I think it was the opportunity, to work within the parameters set initially by Jim and his team, and to be able to develop that as we've done thus far, and watch it develop and evolve in the future, because we'll be starting off with a particular model in Newlands Junior College. But the fact of the matter is that it will be inappropriate in my mind if that were to be exactly the same in 5 years' time as it is now, because the world is changing, it would seem, almost exponentially. And if we're still the same in 5 years' time, then we wouldn't be nearly keeping up with that rate of change.
Yeah, it's just incredible to hear you talk about starting out and having a vision for changing already, but, you know, good on you. Now, we're just coming into the last 5 minutes of tonight's show, and I'll just remind listeners that it'd be great if you could get in touch before we finish up with a comment or question for Ian White, who's our guest this evening. He's the principal of Newlands Junior College in Glasgow, which is launching at present. Just a couple more questions from me, Ian. Can you say a bit about the involvement of a couple of consultants in terms of the ethos, etc. Were these people involved also in the design of the layout of the school? And can you say a bit about how this takes on kind of good practices in industry?
We haven't actually spoken about this. I mean, right at the outset, Jim had said that he wanted this to be a different kind of place. He didn't want it to look like a school, and he didn't want it to look like a college. He wanted the young people, when they came, to be saying, wow, look at this. And it's just one of these things, I think, in life that it's not happenstance. It's just that certain types of folk attract certain types of folk round about them. And the wonderful thing was that an architect called Hugh Anderson of Hahn, that's HAA, in Glasgow, approached Jim, and he'd been involved in some pretty radical ideas about school design, and, you know, with the notion that the way that the school is designed in itself and the layout can have an effect, positive or negative, on the efficacy of the learning. So right since the early days, Hugh's been involved. More recently, a firm called Steelcase, who are involved with the furniture supply, we've talked to them, and you know, some fantastic things coming from them too. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a place where every single bit of Newlands Junior College can be a learning space, if that's what the young people or the adults want to use it for. So yeah, there'll be a lab, there'll be a science lab, but it will have it'll be bigger, and it will have a discussion area in it. There'll be another couple of rooms, one of which will be more IT dedicated, but they, separated by a partition, can come back and forward. Outside of there is an informal learning space with wee nooks where young people can sit, with IT availability and with visibility from the classroom, so that the teachers can still have a weather and eye on what the young people are up to while they're working in a wee team in another space. You know, my view, I go back to my son's just started secondary school, but one day I was in at his primary school. Some kids were working in a wee team exercise, and they were in this area outside one of the classrooms, and they were all crouched, sitting, lying on the floor, working away. And my thought was, well, if that's the way that they are comfortable and engaged in this task, why on earth would you want them sitting up straight with their backs against the backs of the chairs and facing the front in a classroom somewhere, you know. So it's this kind of, that's part of the ethos as well, to, you know, to enable the young people to operate in surroundings where they're going to be comfortable. And then IT is going to be a huge big deal. We've gone for the Apple platform and we'll be using huge big 60 or 66 inch flat screen TVs. We'll be using Apple TV, so every person, student and member of staff will have their own iPad, so you know, work from the iPad can be transmitted directly to the flat screen, you know. So it's going to be very much a 21st century high tech learning environment. But just to finish on this one, the wonderful thing was that I met with two of the Steelcase executives just last week, and one of them, who's head of our education development side worldwide, it's a firm based in America, he was saying, yeah, this is what we think in our infinite wisdom at the moment is going to work in terms of the furniture in Newlands Junior College. However, if 2 or 3 months down the line something's not working, then let's get it out rather than get something in that'll work better. So again, you know, it's about this greater flexibility, and that's going to be really, really welcome.
Just finally, Ian, then, what would you say has been the biggest challenge so far for yourself and for your staff, and what do you need to keep an eye on over the first few weeks and months of the school following its opening?
I think the biggest challenge for us is we have nothing to fear but fear itself. The crazy idea, but is it crazy enough? We have this new opportunity, David. We have recruited folk who are great professionals and very enthusiastic. We have got together, we're building our team now. But just how far can we push these boundaries out? You know, what are the possibilities? And can we get ourselves all to fully accept and understand just how much room we have for manoeuvre, what the creative possibilities are, and the level of flexibility to deliver an education for these young people that's going to be individualised, personalised, meeting their own needs and aspirations, and guaranteeing them success at the end of the day. So it's about thinking out there and then taking a step further forward.
Ian, thank you so much for taking time out this evening to speak to us on EduTalk, and the very best wishes with the opening of Newlands Junior College.
And if there's anyone who's got anything particular to ask, if they just Google Newlands Junior College, there's a website there, and they can contact us through that. And there's also Newlands Junior College on Facebook and Twitter as well. And you find that too, if you go to the website. So we're happy to hear from folks, and once we do get up and running and things are underway, anybody who's interested in coming to say hi and see us and get a cup of tea and be looking at what we're up to, it'll be more than welcome, because this is this is something brand new in our Scottish education system, and we all need to embrace the concept. we'll be delighted to see folk and critical friendship will always be welcome, because the question over the years that I've always found most valuable to make you think about your own practice and be self-evaluative is somebody saying to you, but why are you doing it that way? And then that can lead to them saying, and how about? And my own experience is the number of times that that leads you to improve, change your practice and improve your performances is fantastic. So we're desperately keen to be engaging with people whenever they may be, and if they're handy enough that they can come and see us when we're up and running. Be pleased to see them all.
It's a fantastic offer to finish on, Ian. Many thanks.